keeping us in a nasty pen. I know there was a fight or something, but I don't remember how we got away.
Nor do I, sir,
the shorter soldier said. I do have a very strong feeling that we need to get back to our comrades quickly, but I don't know why. How about you? The taller man nodded, frowning. He was going to bust a vein trying to remember. I said, maybe Shadow Spinner did something to us and let us go. That's worth keeping in mind, especially if you have urges that really surprise you. After dark, we stole along the shoreline till we found a raft, jumped aboard, and headed for Dejigore, and discovered immediately that we were going to get nowhere using poles. The water was too deep. We ended up using poles and broken boards as inefficient paddles. It took us half the night to make the crossing. And then, naturally, everything went to hell. One Eye was on watch and had been passing the time making love to a keg of beer. He heard water splash and people ask for a hand up and concluded that the evil hordes were upon him. Whereupon he flung fireballs hither and yon, so any handy archers could plink us. One Eye recognized me before more than 3 or 4 arrows whizzed past. He yelled for a ceasefire, but the damage had been done. The Gnar at the north gate saw us. We were far enough away that they shouldn't recognize faces. But the possibility that the old crew might have outside contacts would get Mogaba's interest.
Hi, kid. Good to see you,
One Eye said as I clambered to the top of the wall.
We thought you was dead.
We was going to have a funeral in a few more days if we got time. I've been stalling it. Account of if you was officially dead, then I'd have to start keeping the annals.
Generously, he offered me a drink from his very own, unwashed for a fortnight mug. I declined the honor.
You all right, kid?
I don't know. Maybe you can tell me. I told him what I could remember.
You have another spell?
If I did, these guys had it with me.
Interesting. Come around and see me about it tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
I'm gonna be off watch in 10 minutes, and I intend to hit the sack. And you need some sleep yourself.
My pal. Don't know what I would do if I didn't have One Eye to worry about me. Chapter 62. Bucket wakened me.
One of Mogaba's guys is here, Mergen. Says His Majesty wants to see you.
I groaned.
Does it have to be so bright out there?
I hadn't bothered to go down into the warrens.
He's pissed off. We've been pretending you were here but couldn't talk to him. The Goblin and One Eye put doubles of you on the wall sometimes so the Gnar could see you. And now you have the real Mergen back, you want to throw him to the wolves?